A group of Australians born in PNG say they are now facing ongoing stress and uncertainty about their citizenship status. This comes after a crackdown on immigration rules. These people say they've been left stateless and they want the Australian government to recognise their Australian citizenship. Our government says these people were led to believe they were Australians when in fact they were not, and this was due to, quote, an administrative error dating back 40 years. But the government says they can reapply for citizenship. Vitula Bird is one of those in limbo. She's a niece of the aviator Nancy Bird Walton. Her father is an Australian World War II veteran. Her mother is from PNG. Vitula Bird, welcome to breakfast.
Yes, good morning, Fran. Thank you.
Vitula, let's try and clear us up as far as you're concerned right now. What's your current status? Are you an Australian citizen or a PNG citizen or neither right this moment?
Okay, well, the Australian government has rendered me a stateless person because I've been an Australian citizen all my life, you know, from birth. And I had an Australian citizenship certificate that was issued to me in 1985, mm-hmm. But that no longer applies. It's been revoked. So I'm a stateless person. Now, that's very interesting because...
Yeah, you go.
Sorry, against international law, you can't make someone stateless. And Australia has actually ratified the UN Convention in 1954. So, you know, they've ratified that against making people stateless.
Okay. So before we get to what's going to happen now and what the government is now telling you, let's explain to people why you were stateless. This is because you were born in PNG before PNG gained independence. Is that correct?
It's because that's correct. But at independence, anyone who had two grandparents that were born in Papua were automatically given citizenship rights for PNG. That's the dilemma because even though we were brought up as Australians and we were born in an Australian territory, the PNG constitution apparently just overruled that that automatic citizenship right.
So do you have two grandparents who were born in PNG?
Yes, I do.
So you should be, under those laws, a Papua New Guinea citizen or
well,
eligible
no,
for it?
Because the Papua New Guinea government has said to me that that they no longer recognise me as a PNG citizen and I lost that right to automatic citizenship because I've been an Australian citizen.
I see. Okay. All right.
So,
let's go to the here and now. How did you find out? I mean, for all these years, you've believed you're an Australian citizen. You had the certificate of citizenship to prove it. You've grown up presumably voting and paying taxes and being Australian. How did you find out that you weren't an Australian citizen?
Well, I simply asked about my status because my sisters had had a problem renewing their passports and they were told that they had lost their citizenship. So I had to go through the same process again because my passport was coming up for renewal in March and I had intended being overseas. So I thought, well, you know, I better inquire. I don't want to have to go through the same process that they've gone through. And then, of course, the finding was that, yes, I am not a citizen of Australia.
But no one had bothered to tell you. So, how long had you been officially not a citizen of Australia?
I guess from the date of independence, 1975, but, you know, I left New Guinea in 1974, so I've been in Australia since 1976. I've travelled consistently from 1974 through to 2018 with Australian passports. My last renewal was 2009. I've had absolutely, you know, no one say anything to me entering or leaving the country. So it's a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary story because according to the government, they actually, rectified this error, this anomaly back in 1994. The trouble is they forgot to tell people like you. Now, the Department of Home Affairs says that all you need to do is to lodge an application following the guidelines set out on its website and then you will be an Australian citizen again. What's your problem with that?
Okay, well, I don't consider myself a new Australian. I don't want to apply for citizenship as a new Australian. I've been in Australia for 44 years. So I want that recognised, you know, that my history here is in Australia. I don't want to be a new citizen as at the time of my citizenship certificate being issued. Mm. For instance, my sister, Marianne, who's been in the army for 30 years, she received her new citizenship certificate in November 2018. It just means that her whole history has just been wiped clean.
So you it's know, that's offensive. Ludicrous. It's offensive to you. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it is. It's an insult. It's a bit of a slap in the face. You know, I'm an Australian citizen. I was born an Australian citizen. I was educated in Australia. I was, you know, I've lived here all my life, and now they want, the Australian government wants to make me a new citizen.
Mm. The government, the department says it's been working with you and your family for more than a year to try and resolve the citizenship status issue, and you mentioned your sister's gone through this process. Do you think the...
Well, I've only just... Sorry.
No, you go, Vital.
No, well, I've only just started going through the process since November. But my sisters, it took virtually 2 years because they were quite resistant in going through the process. Mm. So, yes.
You've written to the minister's office to say you're not happy about this and you're presumably asking if they've just waived this whole thing and reinstate your citizenship. Have you had a response?
No, 4 months down the track, no, I've not heard from Mr. Coleman or Mr. Dutton. They've completely ignored my correspondence. And my sister's correspondence as well.
The department says that the current law doesn't allow for the creation of any amnesty or retrospective citizenship, and there was no ability to waive the fees. You have to pay money to go through all this process, do you?
Well, you do, but the retrospective issue, that's a load of rubbish because there are, I know of people who have actually received their citizenship certificates who were born in Papua New Guinea as Papuans with a Papuan parent, and their certificates are actually dated from their birth date. So, you know, it's up to the discretion of the minister. He can do whatever he wants, but, you know, it's just not consistent, that's all.
We're speaking with Vitula Bird, niece of aviator Nancy Bird Walton, born in PNG, and neither an Australian or a PNG citizen at this moment, stateless at this moment. There are others in your position. I know you've started a Facebook group for other PNG-born Australians in a similar situation. You sound like you're clear about this, but are people nervous? I mean, are people worried that this might mean they can get kicked out of Australia or anything like that, or has that meant that is easier?
Look, friend, there are a lot of people out there who didn't want to come forward. They're afraid because they've been threatened with deportation or being detained. Now, look, one of my letters here where I've had to get a bridging visa, it says here that if I don't comply, that I could have my visa cancelled, I can be detained, or I can be removed from Australia. So when people are faced with, you know... with letters like this from the department, they don't want to. They don't want to come forward. They don't want to say anything. Mm. And they'll just go through the process, but they're very angry. You know, it's just not right. So, yes, there's a lot of us out there.
Okay. Well, Vitula, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran. Appreciate your time.
And good luck with this, Vitula Bird. And the government says it has never had plans to detain or remove any members of her family from Australia or others. But clearly people are anxious about this and annoyed about this and a bit kind of confused about it. It does seem to be a crazy situation, particularly Vitula Bird. She's the niece of aviator Nancy Bird Walton, who's just had the Western Sydney International Airport named after her. So I think kind of A lot of factors there pointing to how Australian she and her family are. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 14 minutes to 9.